So, Sussex's Chris Jordan. Chris, that was a terrific display today. You must have been delighted with the way you bowled.
Obviously pretty happy with the way it came out. It was nice to obviously hold length for the period of time that I did. I think I bowled something like 6 or 7 metres on a trot, so it was nice to do that and obviously test my skill and more importantly just contribute to us bowling up Durham for 164.
There seemed to be a real resolve about Sussex today. I wonder whether that was born out of the defeat up at Durham, whether the Sussex players felt they really owed Durham one today.
Well, obviously, probably a combination of things. We've obviously put in a lot of work this week on concentrating on finishing the season strong and hopefully going for that third place as well. So I guess whether it was Durham or any other the eight counties in this division, we would have obviously put up or attempted to put out the same display we did today. But obviously it was nice to perform like we did today against Durham, who did us over when we went to their place. But so obviously see how it goes from there.
And how important is it for Sussex to finish the season with a bit of momentum? Because the last few weeks have been a little disappointing in terms of the championship.
Last few weeks has been disappointing. Obviously, haven't been able to have consistency with selection, and obviously guys being on England duty and what's not. But it's very important that the style of cricket that we put out this week, we want to take that into next season, and it is important for us to finish strong.
And a real counter-attack late in the day from Luke Wright. That sort of turned the match very much in Sussex's favour. That was a terrific knock.
Yeah, definitely. It was a brilliant knock by Roy T. He played some phenomenal shots, but they were good cricket shots. And he just more or less counter-attacked and took the attack to their bowlers. And luckily it came off, and a lot more of that tomorrow.
Was that a planned attack, Chris? Was that planned in the dressing room?
Well, to be honest, Roy T. is quite attacking player anyway, and he sort of sees ball, hits ball, and he sort of got away a couple of fours and away he went. So just took the momentum from there. He sort of had a sniff and thought he'd take the attack to their bowlers, and luckily it came off.
Talking about yourself, Chris, you haven't played a lot of cricket recently because you've been away with the one day squad. I wonder how frustrating you found it having only played in one of those matches.
Obviously, being new to this squad and stuff, you always have to bide your time, and there are obviously a few guys ahead of me in the pecking order, and I sort of just tried to stick at my training, train hard, so that if I did get, and when I did get that opportunity, I was sort of ready. So I had to keep my intensity up in training all the way through that series, so that when I did get my opportunity, I could sort of take it. But